Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful meditation. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and to actually start every day. Now, every week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Now, the topic for this week is you and the first dimension connection. So let's get started by taking the meditation position, which is to have your back straight, your feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily. And again, a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale slowly, easily, effortlessly. And imagine you are sitting on a tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, to the absolute core and center of the earth. The roots of this tree trunk are embedded into the core of the earth. Envision you are surrounded by a large bubble, a huge, large bubble. And imagine that this bubble is 18 inches all around your body, from over your head, under your feet, in front and back on all sides. This is your aura, an electromagnetic energy field that comprises the full essence of your consciousness, including your mind and your heart. And see a nice stiff eggshell type stiffness to the edge of your aura bubble. And imagine it is a beautiful golden color vibration. And outside of your aura bubble, imagine a giant violet flaming wall. It's burning from the ground up to as tall as you are, or taller, a nice big violet flaming wall of purification fire. And that's about 2 to 3 feet in front of you, outside of your aura. And as you take nice, deep, and easy breaths, we're going to clear your chakras. There are 7 main chakras along your spine, and the chakras are energy centers that provide information to help balance and sustain your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So as you breathe, I want you to inhale nice and deeply from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale out through your first chakra, your second chakra, and your third chakra. The first chakra is located at the base of your spine, right where your tailbone is. The second chakra is located 2 inches below your belly button. For you ladies, between your ovaries. For you guys, right where your male genital organs are located. And the third chakra is located behind your stomach. So continue to breathe as you inhale and exhale out through each one of those chakras. Release any energy now. As you exhale, let go of the energy that may keep you in a place of surviving instead of thriving. Any energy that blocks you from your health, 100% excellent health, financial abundance, having the lifestyle, the home, the clothing, whatever your challenges might be in those ways, just let go of them right now. As you continue to breathe through those chakras nice and easily, release energy from the second chakra. Again, 2 inches below your belly button, that chakra holds energy of sex and sexuality. So let that go completely. Just release and let go. And let go of the feelings that are associated with your emotions of love or hate or fear. As you take a deep breath, let go of anger, depression, feelings of sorrow, grief, whatever it might be, jealousy, resentment. Nice, deep, and easy breaths, letting go of these energies that would hold you back or keep you from experiencing the full essence of love and joy. And also in the third chakra behind your stomach is energy that may keep you from experiencing and being in your full power. Behind the stomach, again, this is an area where if you have any addictions, any patterns that are habitual, whatever they are, let them go. Any energy that may try to control you, or any person, thing, place. Maybe you are always attempting to be in control yourself. Just let it go. Nice, deep, and easy breaths as you clear these chakras. And the violet flaming wall gently recedes and actually sucks or pulls the energy from you as you release it. And put your attention on your fourth and fifth chakras. Fourth chakra is behind the heart. Fifth chakra at the base of your throat. And as you continue to just take these deep, easy breaths, let go of the energy in the fourth chakra behind the heart that would keep you in a place of not loving yourself, anything that would block you from forgiving yourself and others, let that go. Let go of any hatred you may have for someone else or yourself. Let go of the lack of self-worth, self-confidence, self-assuredness. Just let all of that go as you inhale and exhale out through the fourth chakra and the fifth chakra. As you exhale through the fifth chakra out the base of your throat, know that you're letting go of any energy that would block your communication, whether it's saying too much or not enough, whether it's blocking your ability to listen. Also, let go of any energy that would keep you from fully expressing who you are as a divine spirit. That can also be in the way of creativity. If you think that you're not a creative person, let all of those thoughts, belief systems, and ideas go. Let go of anything that would seemingly block your creativity in the direction and manner that you choose to create in. Take those nice, deep, and easy breaths as you clear out the heart or love center and the center of communication and creativity. And there may be any manner of things that is in that area or those areas that are blocking you. Be aware that any sight, anything you see, or different sights, sounds, sensations, feelings, thoughts, beliefs, whatever it may be, emotions that you recognize coming to the surface, as you exhale, just let them go easily and gently. You are now clearing most of your chakras. As you exhale, the breath goes through all 1 through 5 chakras to release and let go. Whatever may be coming up, do not hold on to it. And put your attention at your 6th and 7th chakras. The 6th chakra is located in the center of your head. The 7th chakra is located at the top of your head. So let go as you focus on those 2 chakras. Just release any energy that would keep you from seeing everything is perfect the way it is. Let go of judgment. Let go of your perspective needing to be right or the only perspective, because it's not. That 6th chakra is your 3rd eye, so any energy that may block you from being able to discern clearly what the energy is in any given situation or with a person or what have you, just let it go. Let it go. And let go of the energy also at the 7th chakra, which deals with being still and knowing. So release uncertainty, doubt, questioning or second-guessing yourself, as well as the other kinds of energies like rationalizing, intellectualizing, and all of the other isings that would keep you from just being in the know. Being too much in your head doesn't allow you to simply and easily tap into the information that you already have. So just let go of all of the back and forth. You see, you know, you feel. Truly, that's all there is. You express. And all of this comes from the spirit level. Everything else keeps us from the absolute truth of what we know, what we see, what we feel, and how we can express it. All right, and one more deep and easy breath. Very good. Letting go of any energy that might be still stuck in your aura bubble. As you inhale and exhale, let it go. No matter what it is, what you might see, feel, hear, touch, smell, sense in any way, ideas, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, whatever is coming up, whatever your body and your mind is experiencing in this moment, as you exhale, let it go into the violet flame. Very good. Now, before we move into the meditation of syncing yourself with the first dimension, I'm going to share the importance of all the dimensions with you. And as I do, simply focus on the violet flame and continue to breathe deeply and effortlessly. And again, release whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations you may have into the violet flame. Now, there are 9 dimensions that are like a vertical axis of consciousness. What that means is that if you imagine from the center core of the Earth all the way up to the Milky Way of the galaxy, there's a line of energy, a long line of energy. And along that line lies the various dimensions, beginning with the first dimension at the Earth and the second dimension both at the Earth's core and underneath the ground, all the way up to the Milky Way, which is at the 9th dimension. Now, each dimension has a purpose which you are connected to. And you can envision this axis as it moves for all the way from the core up to the Milky Way and all the way back down to the core. The purpose of each dimension which you are connected to allows the full essence of your human beingness to thrive, to fully thrive 100% when you are connected to their full essence. Now, here are the essences of each dimension and what each dimension represents. The first dimension is the iron core crystal energy in the center of the Earth. The second dimension is the area between the first dimension and the Earth's crust. It's just below the surface of the Earth. The third dimension is the solid material world, our Earth, that we live on. That also includes human beings, all creatures, all things physical that exist on this earthly plane. The fourth dimension is the collective realm of thoughts and feelings emanating from all living things. That not only means us, but it means animals, insects, everything that is alive, plant life, all living organisms. It is the thoughts and feelings collectively that are emanating in the fourth dimension. The fifth dimension is being in the heart and has the essence of sacred geometry. You may not be familiar with sacred geometry, but it is specific patterns and ways in which the Earth actually is formed in terms of the varying shapes. The sixth dimension are the geometric forms that replicate as plants, animals, humans, and material objects in the third dimension. So the fifth dimension is really being in your heart and sacred geometry. This is where the beginning stages of that love and the formation of various material, or shall we say, physical things start to happen. But then the sixth dimension is where the geometric forms actually begin to replicate over and over and over, creating what we experience in our physical, earthly 3D realm. The seventh dimension, it resonates with the cosmic sound that generates the sixth dimensional geometric forms. The seventh dimension has vibrational resonance, so that when it hits one of the sacred geometric forms, they begin to replicate, which then move into, again, the third dimension. The eighth dimension, the essence, is divine mind, divine essence. It is the light that manifests through what we experience as the light spectrum in this third dimension. So through the sun and the light that shines through prisms, through other such things that also present color, through that form. This is part of the eighth dimension. The ninth dimension is the essence and the source of time. So now take a deep breath and exhale, letting go of whatever has come up in this present moment. And one more time, from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale once again. Now every week for the next 8 weeks, we will focus on a specific dimension, beginning this week with the first dimension. The first dimension is very dense. It's very, very heavy and is at the iron crystal core of the earth. So connecting to this dimension, it's important to relax yourself. And do this by moving your head from right to left very easily, letting your head drop as far as it will from one side to the other. One side to the other, nice, easy, gently. And gently move your head up, all the way up, so your face is literally basking at the ceiling, and move it back down so your chin is at your chest. And up one more time, nice and easily, continuing to breathe. And then let your head drop gently and softly toward your chest. Raise your head up nice and easily and take another deep, easy breath. And exhale. Let the breath go. Don't force it. Just let it go on its own. And now inhale again. And raise your shoulders up to your ears and hold. And now exhale and release those shoulders as they come back down to their natural position, but even more relaxed. And again, inhale as you bring your shoulders up all the way up next to your ears. And hold it. And now exhale as you bring them back down. And now I want you to imagine that you're letting go of the tree trunk that you've been sitting on. Just imagine you're letting it go, and the core of the earth opens up and swallows that tree trunk. It goes, gravity takes it all the way down to the center of the earth. And now I want you to imagine that from your tailbone, your first chakra, imagine a heavy steel anchor, heavy steel, thick anchor is weighted all the way down to the center, to the core of the earth, where the first dimension is. The very center core of the earth, and you are weighted down to the center of it. Feel the gravity, feel the weight of your body in the chair or the couch or whatever you're sitting on. Feel the gravity as if you have a blanket filled with weights in it. A blanket that has just the amount of attraction to hold you and keep you grounded to the center of the earth. Allow yourself to relax with gravity. You experience your body really sinking into the chair, and gravity is pulling you down. The anchor is holding you. Now begin to feel the floor with your feet. Feel the edges of your toes, your heels, with your entire foot, both right and left. Really connect with the floor. And put your attention now at the top of your head, right at your seventh chakra, at the top of your head, the crown. And be aware that it's open at least 50% or more. The crown chakra, like all your chakras, are spinning wheels that open and close. So imagine that the crown, seventh chakra, is opening 50% or more. And take a deep breath, drawing the air up through your feet to the top of your head and all the way up and out the top of your head. Then exhale as you move the air back through your body and all the way down to your feet. And again, take a nice deep breath, drawing the air up through your feet to the top of your head and out the top of your head. And exhale, moving the air back through your body and all the way down to your feet. And imagine a beautiful pearlescent golden beam of light, as large or as small as you desire, coming from above your head into the top of your head and all the way down through you to the bottom of your feet. This is a beautiful pearlescent golden beam of light. It may move through your entire spine. It may move through your muscle tissue, bone. Just imagine this beam of light is moving all the way through you, from above your head into your body and all the way down to your feet. And notice how this light is flowing from your feet and then continues to go all the way down, all the way down to the center of the earth, where the giant iron crystal is. Imagine as it's going down into the core of the earth, that the core of the earth is a large, giant crystal. It may be as large as a city, your neighborhood, but it's one huge, giant crystal piece. And the beam of light that moves from the top of your head all the way down to your feet, all the way down into the core where the huge crystal is glowing. And focus on your breath, nice and easy. Nice and deeply. And as you inhale and then exhale, allow the beam of pearlescent golden light going all the way through you to your feet, past your feet. And it continues to just flow down, 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 through the floor, through the ground, to the core of the earth where the giant crystal is. And be aware of how your beam of light shines so beautifully and brightly on that giant crystal core. Focus on how the entire crystal core is now becoming illuminated. That beam of light is so bright. It's such a beautiful, pearlescent, golden, white, shining light that when it not only hits the crystal core, does it shine at the surface, but notice how it's shining brightly throughout the entire core. You are very solid, very, very grounded and connected to the core of the earth, the first dimension. In fact, you are one with the crystal. You are one with this crystal core. You are now the crystal. There is no separation between you and the first dimension, the first level of absolute creation on this earth. Notice as the pearlescent light begins to shine all around you from that core, bouncing and reflecting off the sides of the giant crystal. This is coming home. This is your center. And notice if there is something special that's just for you, an object, a message, a special type of resonance that you may be experiencing. Something that is just for you, as you are now one with the first dimension and the crystal core of the earth. Take your time with it and keep breathing easily and gently. Notice the beam of light above your head that runs through you to the surface of the earth. This light is your lifeline, your way to the world above the core, above the first dimension. Notice how easily you can flow from the core of the earth to the surface with your breath as you inhale and move up to the surface of the earth and exhale, going back down to the core. You are anchored to the core, but you can also move easily from the crystal center of the earth all the way up the beam of light to the top of your head and beyond. And relax your neck and shoulders again. Just let them relax as you take two more deep and easy breaths, inhaling from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale, letting go of the breath easily and effortlessly. And inhale one more time, relaxing your shoulders and neck as you breathe all the way up. And exhale, letting the breath go nice and easily. And now surround yourself within your entire body with a beautiful, bright, great big golden sun. A huge, bright, beautiful golden sun surrounds you completely, even underneath your feet. And absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Just bringing in all of the essence of this sun as much as you can. This is your own purified energy, just for you and no one else. And I'd like to thank you for being with me today on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, or Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. You can find out about all of our services, our classes, our products, and more. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.